Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Vijay, tell me, are you participating? Have you participated in a recent run?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Never. Why? Is it because you haven't had time to train, or is it just something you didn't think about doing?
Three reasons. The top one is I'm lazy. top two is maybe the fear of running.
Fear of running? Is there a thing like that?
Maybe yes, because maybe. I'm not sure.
What am I supposed to say to you? Crazy, this is, I haven't heard of fear of running. And what is the third reason? Lazy, fear of running, and?
And maybe procrastination.
Procrastination. Can I lure you into a 5-kilometer run? You think you can run 5 kilometers, Vijay?
I think I can.
I believe you can.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm going to nudge you a little bit to consider participating in what is a very easy, fun 5-kilometer run on the 7th of July at Nice Road. I would say don't overthink it. You know, we tend to do this with age. We like overanalyze and we think of combinations and possibilities. And
totally, yes.
Adulting is horrible. So I think we should sign up for it. I think you'll have a great time. It's the Bengaluru 10K happening on the 7th of July. This is just to lure you, pure lure call.
Okay.
When you get a little time, just look it up online, Bengaluru 10K.
Definitely, I'll do that.
I think registrations are open. And Vijay, if you complete 5K, a treat on me.
Fantastic. I'll do that, Disha.
I'll hold you to this. I have your number. I'll call you back, man.
Fantastic. I'll definitely do that.
Don't regret calling me. I won't put you on chores in future.
First of all, great pleasure talking to you.
Thank
have
you.
Have a great day.
And Vijay, before I let you go, today's match, India-Bangladesh, you'll be watching it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think this is going to be the most difficult match.
Oh, really?
Although, I think this is going to be the most trickiest match ever because you know the track history of India and Bangladesh matches. Because
yes.
They're said to be the most unpredictable matches. I mean, the games which they have lost so far.
Yeah.
They have been, like, they've scored like 330s.
They're a good team, like, Vijay.
I really wish if they are the fourth team who qualify, but I don't think so that would happen. But then it would have been nice if they are the fourth team. It would have been fun because even the new nations should really come in, right? You don't really want only the top three to take the cream all the time.
It's always good to have an upset and a surprise entry in the top four. I just don't know which one of them I would prefer. Definitely not Pakistan. Bangladesh, I personally dislike the team and the fans. I'm thinking I like Sri Lankans. I like the Islanders. I would love to see Sri Lanka, but they have no scope.
Correct. The problem with Sri Lankan team right now is I think they haven't got their composition right. They have a couple of people who can really play well, but that's all. I think in terms of team balance, the only team which is doing really, really well is Australia because they have a great balance in all the departments.
Yes.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if Australia ends up winning the World Cup, but I would really wish in India versus Australia and then India try to take a revenge. Or not, revenge is not the right word.
No, I understand. It's more of a vibe. It's like getting back. Because I think after 2011, 15 Australia won and they're coming in as the defending champions. And it'll be a nice tussle between the former champions and the former champions.
Oh yes, I think it's going to be a cracker of a match. And I think one point which is worth mentioning, Disha, is there's a great amount of attitude in Australia now in this tournament. I don't know if it's the Justin Langer effect, the new coach effect, but they have been working 30 years on the field. I think that is something which is worth admiring and worth noting.
People were not giving Australia a very fair chance before the World Cup saying they'll win.
Correct.
People said, sure, Australia top four. It was always India, England. But I remember Michael Clarke in a press conference said, listen, you guys are not giving Australia its credit. You see, we're going to be on top of the points table. And he's right. As of now, they're sitting at number one.
Absolutely.
What about New Zealand? You think that'll be the weakest link in the top four, if at all?
Oh, yes. Actually, New Zealand started out to be great, but I think people have started to hit their vulnerabilities.
I think has happened, Vijay? I didn't realize. I was sitting with my father over the weekend and he's like, you know what's happened? New Zealand has played all the easy teams in the beginning, which is why they quickly climbed up. And now they've got the tougher teams in the end and that's where they're struggling.
Yeah, that's where they're struggling.
And they're lucky they had a washout with India.
Correct. Totally. I think otherwise the points would have flipped and India would have topped the table.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I'll catch up with you tomorrow again, Vijay. Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much, Disha. It
was
always a pleasure listening to you early in the morning. It makes the day possible. Morning number one, bed, Disha. Morning number one, bed,
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019 English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha.
Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.